Firefighters in southeastern Massachusetts are on high alert after a string of at least 16 suspicious fires since September. The latest fire broke out Monday night in Raynham Park in a building at the old dog track.
In an effort to catch the arsonist or arsonists, firefighters are offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to any arrests. Here's Edward Kelly, president of the Professional Firefighters of Massachusetts.
It seems like there's certainly a concerted effort on behalf of who's responsible for this that's been pretty steady. And that's what I think is really concerning to us. It seems like every night our lives are in jeopardy.
This is the first time the Firefighters Union has offered such a reward. WBUR senior reporter Monica Brady Meyerhoff has been following the story. And Monica, give us a bit of background about these fires. Where have they been, and why do firefighters believe they're connected?
Well, as you said, there have been 16 fires that are believed to be part of this string of arson fires, and they're all in the southeastern part of the state. A couple in Middleborough, one in Halifax, Kingston, Sandwich, and so across multiple towns, but they've all been set in vacant and abandoned buildings. They've been spread out over the last 3 months or so, two in September, one in October, 11 in November, two already in December. There was also a fire today at a barn on the property of a landscaper in Fairhaven, but the state fire marshal said they haven't determined the cause of that fire and whether or not this is also an arson fire.
So we heard a mention of this reward, $5,000 reward leading to information that leads to any arrests. Why are firefighters offering a reward like this for the first time?
They say it's because they don't want any of their firefighters to get hurt or killed in one of these arsons. Two firefighters have already been hurt. They're okay now. But they're reminded that December is a particularly deadly month for firefighters in this state. If you recall, 13 years ago, Monday was the anniversary 13 years ago of the cold storage warehouse fire in Worcester that killed six firefighters. Mm-hmm. That was not an arson fire, but it was still a very deadly fire. And two other firefighters died in unrelated fires that same year. And this $5,000 reward is on top of another $5,000 offered by the Massachusetts Property Insurance Underwriters Association to offer any information related to these arsons. They fund a group called Arson Watch, because while these fires haven't killed anyone, they've caused a lot of property damage.
Now, what about trying to figure out who did this? Does law enforcement have any information at all that they're sharing about who might be responsible?
The state fire marshal isn't giving up much information on this because the officials say they don't want to give anything away that would jeopardize the investigation. So they will say they believe these are all related, but they won't say why. So they just want the public to be the eyes and ears of this because they feel like there is one person or a group responsible for these fires.
All right. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Monica Brady Meyerhoff is a senior reporter for WBUR.
Well, as we head into the break, we just want to let you know that WBUR's special series, Generation Stuck, about 20-somethings in today's economy, has really prompted a spirited conversation online on the Gen Stuck page and on our own website.
Isaac Walton wrote on RadioBoston.org, "Blame your parents for overinflating your esteem. You're entitled to nothing. Frankly, I'm glad it's tough for this stuck generation. The cream will rise to the top."
To which Mike Heishi replied, "Comments like this ignore the big picture. Joblessness amongst the young is a generational problem that has an impact on the entire economy. Screaming entitlement, as if that word has talismanic power, misses the point rather spectacularly."
The conversation continues online. You can join it at RadioBoston.org or at GenStuck.WBUR.org.
Stay with us, because up next, climate change activist Bill McKibben is taking a page from the anti-apartheid movement of the 80s and pressuring colleges and universities to divest from companies that encourage the use of fossil fuels. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.